Hello and welcome to the One Hope Podcast, where faith and life connect. A podcast done by One Hope Church in Gig Harbor, Washington. Enjoy.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the One Hope Church Podcast. This is James with you again today. Welcome, and we're going to be reading today out of the book of Acts, chapter 20. And it's Paul's final farewell address to the church at Ephesus. And this whole subject of like farewell addresses and saying goodbyes, it got me thinking a bit just on that whole concept. Because I will admit, as an avowed introvert, there are times when I'm not at all unhappy to say goodbye. I've had enough input and I've had enough interaction and I'm pretty much done. And goodbye is like a sigh of relief. Ah, I can go back home, I can get some sleep, I can recharge. But even I, as an introvert, understand and acknowledge there's something profoundly different about just saying goodbye when you know you're going to see somebody again soon. And saying farewell when you don't think you're going to see them again ever. And it's a powerful kind of concept here that the Bible gives us a little bit of glimpse of, and that I think we can all relate to in very human ways. The idea of like a final farewell, I mean, it's a powerful, poignant kind of storytelling. What's the word I'm thinking of? Well, it's a storytelling method, if you will. And, you know, I think of some famous goodbyes and stories that are really impactful. For me, of course, there's like at the end of Lord of the Rings when Frodo is sailing away to the Grey Havens and Sam realizes it's happening and he starts to just break down. And Frodo tells him, "We set out to save the Shire, Sam, but not for me." And that's like, ooh, that much. Or now about another formative one from my childhood is the movie E.T., which, you know, it's kind of a goofy Spielberg movie, but there near the end, we have the moment where Elliot, the little boy, has found the alien and protected the alien and saved the alien and gone through all this stuff with the alien. And now E.T. is about to get on his spaceship and go away. And I bet you all think, if you know this movie, you think I'm going to say, and then there's that great heartbreaking moment at the end where E.T. points his little lighted finger at Elliot's heart and says, "I'll be right here." And I'm not going to lie, that's a good moment. It's a good line. But the moment in that story that really gets me is a few seconds before it, as they're standing there and facing one another, and Elliot realizes what's happening, and E.T. says to him, "Come," and Elliot says, "Stay." I mean, two-word moment that conveys everything. This understanding of, don't go from me. Come with me, don't go away from me. So here we have Paul, and he's decided, back in chapter 19, after many things have happened on this epic missionary journey, that he's got to go back to Jerusalem. And I think it's kind of handled rather blithely in the chapter. It just says, you know, a bunch of stuff is happening and demons are being cast out. And, about the demons are being thrown out. And one day a deep evil spirit says to the people throwing them out, "I know Jesus and I know Paul. Who are you?" Saying that to the Jewish priests. And then this demon man jumps on everybody and beats him up. And at that point, it then says I can't think of words tonight. It's anticlimactic a little bit, where when they all realize what was going on, and then all this happens, and it says, after all this happened, Paul decided to go to Jerusalem, and that's it. But I think there's more to it. I think it's Paul has come to realize that it's time to go to Jerusalem. and face the Judaizers and face those who will not accept the real full gospel. So it's just a little bit of a throwaway line there in chapter 19. But so then Paul begins to make his way, and he's got a lot of adventures from there. You know, he goes through Macedonia and Greece, and as the story says, as it picks up here in chapter 13, Luke's very meticulously describing the journey about our ship went here, and then we went here, and Paul walked over the land, all these great details. And then they finally reach this point of a town of Miletus, or I'm going to say it's Miletus, Miletus, I don't know, some town along the coast there. And Paul sent for the Ephesians to come. And it says Paul skipped, say he sailed past Ephesus to get to Jerusalem because he was in a hurry and he wanted to get there by the day of Pentecost. And I think, I'm sure that's true, but I also feel like that there's probably a deeper element here. I mean, Paul spent 3 years in Ephesus and did some of the greatest teaching and church building probably he had done. And I think Paul knew his errand and he knew where he needed to go. And he's like, I can't go to Ephesus because I'll never get out of there. I can't leave it. I won't be able to do it. I can't go there. Too deeply tied. But he gets, as he's going by it, he's like, I still have to say goodbye. So he goes there and he calls for the elders of the church. And when they come there, Paul talks to them and he gives them all these exhortations and all these reminders. He reminds them first about his authentic testimony, about the way he lived and how he served, and all the tests and the severe things that happened to him, and how he did not hesitate. And then he tells them, I'm going to Jerusalem, and the Spirit's compelling me, and I know it's not going to be good. I've already been warned that prison and hardship await me there. So, I mean, that's a pick me up, but that's also a kind of a throwback to the very beginning, back when Paul is called, when Jesus calls Paul, and then God goes to Cornelius there and tells him, "Hey, I want you to go find this guy Paul, and you're going to heal him because he's going to be my servant." And Cornelius is like, "You mean Saul? Like the guy that's killing us all, you know, that are you sure?" And God's like, "Yes, that's the guy I'm talking about." And then he says, he will be the instrument of my service to the Gentiles." And then God says, "I will teach him how much he must suffer for my name." Right at the beginning. From the beginning, God knew and God hardened up Paul to understand how much he was going to have to suffer. And now here Paul is facing it. And the enormous temptation, I think, that had to be laid on Paul here, as he's in friendly territory, and he could go to Ephesus and he could live out a good life there. And he'd probably live in comfort and be lauded and all of that. But he understood that was not his path. He knew from the beginning that God had called him to suffer for the gospel, for the Gentiles, because only through that was it going to have that authenticity. So Paul, I think, knew the finality of this goodbye. He knew it was over. And I think the church, the members of Ephesus, they know it too. They know that this is the end. We're never going to see him again. And they have this very heartfelt, broken moment where they kind of get down with each other, and they kneel and they pray and weep and embrace, and then they accompany him to the ship. That's the last verse in the chapter. Then they accompanied him to the ship. After all of that, they released him to go to his mission. And I think that is, in some ways, I guess, the crowning thing about Christianity and Christian faith, is that as final as any goodbye seems, it's not final, because there is a forever beyond that. And they knew it, and Paul knew it. And Paul went and he carried out his mission. And He went and he confronted the Judaizers in Jerusalem, and that ended up enabling him to go to Rome, where he could testify to the very seat of power. And I think it was all God's plan all along. This was how God was going to bring his kingdom to the Gentiles. And by that he meant the Gentiles, not just, random little towns scattered around Turkey and Greece and parts of that, but to Rome and then eventually to the entire world. And Paul was faithful to that. But the other side of that coin is the goodbye, even as hard as it was in this temporal world, is not a final goodbye. And I think that's what lifted them up, gave them all faith to carry on. And that's something for us all to remember as we face these moments of goodbye in our own temporal world here. There is no actual final goodbye. There's just see you later. Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for the power of Paul's testimony, and that he adhered to your plan to the very end, that he brought salvation to all the Gentiles. Because most of us are Gentiles, and we would not be members of your family and kingdom without him. Help us as we go forth with the goodbyes that we face in our own temporal lives, those that seem like final ones. Help us remember they are not finals, because we have faith in you and in the salvation you promise us through your Son, Jesus. And in his name we pray. Amen. And so with that, I'll leave you with a parting is such sweet sorrow, so long and thanks for all the fish. Here's looking at you, kid, and one of my favorites from Oscar Wilde, that some people cause happiness wherever they go, and others whenever they go. Have a great week.